From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump, speaking to hundreds of military personnel in Florida, had a message for jihadists and defended his call for extreme vetting of those entering the U.S.
America and its allies will defeat you. We will defeat them. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism, and we will not allow it to take root in our country. We're not going to allow it. You've been seeing what's been going on over the last few days. We need strong programs so that people that love us and want to love our country and will end up loving our country are allowed in.
Mr. Trump, speaking to members of Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base, said, "We deliver a message in a unified voice to the forces of death and destruction. America and its allies will defeat you." His comments came as UN Chief Antonio Guterres released a report on Islamic State, saying the insurgency is on the defensive but is adapting and moving away from conflict areas. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams said he has long held the IS group's potency on the world stage was going to be short-lived.
By using violence in such an indiscriminate fashion, Islamic State has generated such a long list of enemies that it can't really compete with.
The UN report warned the threat of attacks on airports and aircraft, however, remains high. Former Gambian Interior Minister Osman Sonko has been arrested in Switzerland and could face charges of crimes against humanity. Sonko applied for asylum after his former boss, longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh, left Gambia following his electoral defeat in December. The group Trial International said it's compiled evidence and has filed a criminal complaint against Sonko. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court is to hear testimony Tuesday on whether to restore President Donald Trump's temporary travel ban involving seven countries that was suspended by a lower court last week. White House spokesman Sean Spicer expressed confidence the ban will be restored.
Clearly, the law is on the president's side. The Constitution's on the president's side. He has broad discretion to do what's in the nation's best interest to protect our people, and we feel very confident that we will prevail on this matter.
Mr. Trump's executive order involves a 90-day ban on people traveling from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, a 120-day halt to all refugees, and an indefinite hold on refugees from Syria. The rights group Amnesty International has accused the government of Syria of carrying out mass hangings of prisoners and systematic torture of inmates at a jail near Damascus. Lynn Maloof is deputy research director of Amnesty in Beirut.
Every week, usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, groups of detainees, of between 20 to 50 detainees, would be taken from their cells, told that they would be transferred to civilian detentions. But instead of that, they were taken to a cell in another building inside of Sidnaya, where they would be hanged.
The rights group said some 13,000 executions were carried out between 2011 and 2015 and called for a UN investigation. Israel's parliament passed a new law retroactively legalizing thousands of Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land in the West Bank. Michael Fishback is a Mideast analyst at Randolph-Macon College in Virginia.
Essentially, we've had several decades of settlement construction based on the assumption that settlements built on privately owned Palestinian land were illegal, as stated by the Israeli Supreme Court. So this will be an interesting one to watch to see how Israeli courts now in the 21st century deal with this matter.
Opponents have called it de facto annexation of the West Bank and could land Israel before the International Criminal Court. Romania's ruling Social Democratic government appealed for calm, but protesters returned to the streets Monday, demanding the government step down after a week of mass protest against a decree that would have weakened anti-corruption laws, the decree withdrawn Sunday. Marin Ponta is one of those protesters.
This entire protest, the Romanians are in the streets because the Socialist Party want to break the rule of law. This is not possible. We are not going back in the communists.
The government insisted the decree was aimed at bringing the criminal court into compliance with court rulings and easing prison overcrowding. Brazil's government Monday deployed troops to the coastal city Vitória to maintain law and order amid a police strike. Law enforcement officers have been protesting against unpaid salaries. And the U.S. Monday said it's deeply troubled by a UN report that soldiers in Myanmar have committed atrocities against Rohingya Muslims. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.